And joining us again on the phone, live, our friend Corey Pennypacker, the CEO of Bible to School. Good morning again, Corey.
Good morning, Fred.
Sorry that you were under the weather, but thankful that you could call us on the phone this morning and tell us all about Bible to School. For those who don't know, what is Bible to School?
Well, thanks for letting me share. Bible to School is a public school ministry where we equip parents and community leaders to teach the Bible to public school children during school hours. And people always say, what did you just say? And I say, we teach them during school hours. That's like for lunch and recess or something like that. And it is allowed by the release time court rulings upheld by the Supreme Court. And it's been going on for about 45 years. And we've been doing it, and it is absolutely amazing. We get to take the kids off-site, have parental permission, and no tax dollars, Fred, and that makes it legal. And it's federal, it's in every state. And so we just really get excited to be able to serve parents this way and help them bring the Bible to public school children and their families.
It is so exciting. And you always bring us exciting stories about how God is working through the students and the children that you're ministering to. But I'm wondering if you ever hear from maybe past folks who used to come to Bible to School with the impact it's had on their life going forward.
Oh, my favorite alumni story, as I call it. I spoke to a teenager a couple years ago, and he said that, when he went through Bible to School, and he was second, third, and fourth grade, we do elementary school, and he said that, he was a Christian, and he went to church, but he did not know, he always thought that, church was church, and school was school. And when he saw that we brought the Bible to his school day during the middle of the week, it really opened his eyes. Like, well, I can live my faith during the school week. I can do that. I can talk about God. I can live my faith confidently. And it just kind of gave him this confidence and boldness. And he ended up, the reason I was talking to him, he ended up leading his friend to Christ on the bus when they were going to a field trip. And then he hit middle school and he said, well, there's nothing here. I got to start a Bible program here. And he started one there. Wow. Handed it off to his brother, then went to high school and started another one. So this is something that grows, it spreads, and kids, I love it. I don't know about you, but I love to teach kids that they can, and adults too, like you can live your faith all the way through the week, not just on Sundays.
And I love hearing these stories, and I love that, new classes are being started, new Bible to School programs are being started. But one of the things that happens as a result of that is you need more volunteers.
We do. We do. We have a deficit right now of volunteers. We have kids on the waiting list. There's one particular class that we know of in the Lancaster area that needs 4 volunteers. So 37 kids can get off the waiting list. 37 kids that don't know Jesus, Fred. And we also need a bus driver there. So it's kind of interesting that people who are listening, if you have 2 hours a week and in the middle of the week and you have a flexible schedule, we would love to talk to you because you can make a difference in the life of a child to tell them about Jesus. We often hear, who's God? I've never heard of him. Or God really made me? And those questions what they say is just incredible because they feel so loved and so cherished and such. They have such a peace when they find out that Jesus loves them and he has a plan and purpose for their lives.
If you have a couple hours a week and you would like to volunteer and find out about opportunities, go to BibleToSchool.com. It's Bible, the number 2, school.com. Or if you want to find out if Bible to School has a program in your school district for your students, you can do that there as well. Corey, thanks for joining us on the phone. We love hearing these God stories, and we sure hope that you feel better soon.
Thank you very much. I'm going to be drinking a lot of liquid and taking some Motrin. But you know what? You guys do a great job. I'll be listening to WJTL also.
We love you. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.